Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Adam Schran is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. Adam is the CEO of Ascentive, which is a company that helps people like you and me find out what's going on on the computers in our businesses that are connected to the Internet. What are our employees doing? Are they working? Are they behaving themselves? Are they wasting time? Are they being productive? Are they doing stuff that could actually harm our company? Maybe without realizing it. Adam, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Jim, it's good to be here. Thank you for having me on.
It's good to have you here. This is a topic, Adam, that we've talked about in the past on this show, and that's the idea of the concept of understanding that your employees, when you give your employees the incredible tool of connectivity to the Internet, it makes them, it empowers them, it gives them capability that maybe they have to have it in their job. Maybe it's important to be able to talk to customers, to do research, to do a lot of different things. Could be our own applications. Could be to upgrade and update our own websites. There are a lot of reasons why we need to give our employees connection to the Internet, email, instant messaging, that kind of thing. But it also opens up a company to things that can go bump in the night too, doesn't it, Adam?
Oh, the Internet is such a powerful tool for businesses, and people can get so much done and just tremendously increase their productivity and what they have to contribute and get ahead for both the company and in their own career. But that being said, it's also a huge temptation for just tremendous time wasting and even theft of data from the workplace. You know, it makes it so easy to do a lot of nefarious stuff or just basic time wasting and taking you away from your job.
And maybe not as almost as bad, maybe as bad as stealing your stuff and sending it to a competitor, or sending it to somebody, or something that they might say on a blog or something like that, would be if they were doing something actually illegal. And the next thing you know is the FBI knocks on your door and says, "Hey, we're confiscating all your computers."
Yeah, for sure. They can do illegal things or even...
It happens. It happens. I don't know how often it happens, but it happens every year, doesn't it?
Yeah, all the time. And not only that, I mean, imagine stuff that's not necessarily illegal, but let's say it's a violation of civil law, like harassment and something that opens up a company to legal liability to their employees because of actions of other employees. And so, that's another thing that can be done on the Internet and through email and that type of thing.
Let's establish one little bit of ground rule here, Adam, that I think is important to remind everybody about. When you are an employee of a company and you're using their equipment and their connectivity to the Internet, you have no expectation of privacy for your work on that computer over that Internet, right?
Correct. In the United States, if you own a machine, in your workplace or in your home, you can put whatever monitoring you want on that computer. So if you have a company with 50 people and you provide those people with computers, you're allowed to monitor whatever they're doing because they're basically your computers. So that's the legal right. Now, a lot of companies that use our monitoring software, they want to give employees some private time so that they can contact their loved ones or do some private web surfing for a limited amount of time every day. So we actually have a feature in our software that lets companies do that if they want.
Mm-hmm. So tell us how that works.
The private time feature?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's two ways it works. One is, as a boss or a company owner, you can set a scheduled amount of time every day. So, for instance, if you want everyone to have a free-for-all between noon and 1, during their lunch break, you can do that. Or you can make it employee-activated. So you can say everybody gets 60 minutes a day, and you can turn it on from your desktop. And so there's a private time activation icon on the desktop that you can click on, mm-hmm. and then while that's on, you're not being monitored, and so then you can you can do what you want to do that you don't want your boss seeing. And so it's a way of saying to employees, hey, you know, we understand you need to do some things online because the internet is a tool.
If you want to send a love note to your boyfriend or girlfriend or if you want to go shopping for something that you don't want me to see or whatever, you know, maybe you're going to buy me a birthday present. You don't want me to see what you're ordering or whatever it might be. If you want to lock out me for an hour, then either
what,
either what you're saying is
you want me to buy you a birthday present.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be nice. I like blue, by the color blue or anything.
What's your birthday?
Yeah, it's coming up pretty soon, unfortunately. But the thing is that is you're saying that with at least with your technology, and I know there's others out there like you, not unlike yours, that you can the employee can you can set it up where the employee can decide when to lock out the employer. Or the employer can say, okay, from 12 to 1, it's a free hour.
Yeah, exactly. So you can do it both of those ways. And then at the end of the hour or however long, you know, the company owner or the managers decide, then it just automatically expires and you get a notification that, you know, you're no longer having unmonitored internet use. So if
but that doesn't. That doesn't help.
Out there buying you something blue for your birthday, you know, that nobody can see.
But that doesn't help, though, Adam, if they choose that hour to go on to the wrong porn site or if they choose that hour to send a threatening message to the mayor of the city or whatever it might be. Your company could still be at risk if it gets traced back to you.
Yeah, for sure. And so, you know, it's really up to each company to decide what is their tolerance for that type of a risk, no question.
Well, you know, again, folks, you know, get your mind around this if you're an employer or an employee. If you're an employer and it's your box and it's your connection and the employees are sitting at your desks doing work for you and you're paying them to do that, you have the right to access to everything that they do on your computer. You, in fact, Adam, you actually have a fiduciary obligation to the company, to the other employees, to your customers, to your bankers, let's say, to your investors. You have a fiduciary responsibility to make sure that what's going on in your business is appropriate, don't you?
Oh, that's for sure. And in fact, on a state level, there have been some laws that say that employers actually have to monitor their employees in the case of suspected wrongdoing. So there was a case in the state of New Jersey where an employer got notification that an employee may have been looking at child pornography,
right,
and the court held the company liable because they didn't monitor.
Right.
They got in trouble for not monitoring.
And so that's the kind of thing where the FBI drops by and says, okay, we're loading up all your computers. You're out of business, basically. Stand by, 20 after. We're going to come back and sort this out a little bit more right after these messages with Adam Schran. Stay with us. Little Marshall Tucker band for you there.
Don't care where it goes.
Classic Marshall Tucker. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I encourage you to check out our websites, which include the original site, smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one we've had for about 10 years now, where you can go and hear the show in a number of different ways, replay the live feature. Many of you are listening to the internet feed right now in places where you can't get it by radio, and around the world. And plus, of course, we appreciate all of our radio affiliates who take our show across the country. And also, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog there on smallbusinessadvocate.com. And we got a brand new website, our new knowledge base we're very excited about. And I think you will be too. AskJim.biz, B-I-Z, AskJim.biz. It's the world's first and only knowledge base for small business. Get your small business questions answered now. So check that out when you get a chance, AskJim.biz. Adam Schran is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend, soon-to-be old friend. He's Chief Executive Officer of Ascentive. And, Adam, give us your website and tell us a little bit about your products.
Sure. The website is www.beawarecorporate.com, B-E-A-W-A-R-E, and that's where you can get our employee monitoring software.
Be aware.
Corporate.
Say corporate.
BeAwareCorporate.com.
BeAwareCorporate.com, okay.
BeAwareCorporate.com.
All right.
And soon to be featured on AskJim.biz.
Tell us a little bit about your company.
Sure. We've been around for 8 years. We're based in Philadelphia. We're happy to say the weather's finally warming up a little bit. And we have made a lot of utilities for people's computers to speed them up, increase the performance and the security. And this is our first corporate product.
And so tell us about that.
Sure. So what BeAware does is you put it on the computers on your network, and it's really easy to set up and deploy. You can do it in just a couple of minutes. It'll be on all 50 computers in your office, if that's how many you have.
Do you have to have a server, or can you do it peer-to-peer?
It's a server-based solution, but if you don't want to set up a server, then we can set one up remotely for you.
Okay, all right.
For a monthly fee, if you don't want to buy the software and put it on.
I got you. So if I have peer-to-peer, I could set up, like if I had four or five computers that were peer-to-peer, not networked, you guys could offer an internet-based, like an ASP type of arrangement.
An ASP type of thing, yeah. Basically, mm-hmm. If you have a small business without a server, then then it'll send all the data to BeAware.com.
What does that cost for the
peer-to-peer?
Yeah.
The one where we're hosting it is $99.95 per year per computer.
Uh-huh.
And then the one where you buy it outright, you know, without a regular fee, that starts at $90 per computer as a one-time fee. But, if you buy more than that, it can get down to $50 or $30. Depending on your
And if client. We're a good negotiator, maybe even lower than that, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, folks. So now you get an idea. You get an idea for the kind of cost that you might have, and you know, check this out, folks. Check out the site there, Adam's site, and you know, look around, find one that's good for you. We've done a little research on Adam. Start with him and go from there. But the main thing is to be aware. The main thing I want to accomplish today, Adam, is to help people understand that they need to be aware of the potential exposure, either from loss of corporate information, white-collar crime. Basically, somebody sends your stuff. Maybe an employee gets mad at you, and they send your stuff. They give it away to somebody, or they let something, you know, the cat out of the bag, some trade secret that you've got, or maybe they're doing something they shouldn't be doing online. You can monitor all that. And remember, as I said before, as Adam has reminded us, if people are doing something they shouldn't be doing, you could be visited by the authorities. And if they take your computers away, ask yourself this question. If they take my computers away because they think something's going on inside my office, how can I operate my business that way? I mean, they're going to take your hard drives. They're going to take everything. They're going to take all your work, your hard drives, the whole thing with you. And it's not like you can go buy more computers and plug them up in a couple of hours. They're going to take all of your work with them because they're going to go through all those things. You've done some research on what employees have found, haven't you?
Oh, well, we've heard so many stories, and it's just amazing. You know, security is a huge concern. Preventing lawsuits is a huge concern. And the biggest concern by far is the huge amount of time wasting that goes on. So we've discovered that employees waste on average about 2 hours per day online, and it's just tremendous. Mm. And so we hear all the time companies will install the software to monitor their employees, and they're surprised because it's not the worst employees that are wasting all the time. It's their best employees that are wasting all the time. Because they can get away with it since they know how to do their jobs pretty well.
Right.
And, we just heard the other day from a guy with Solar Software called us back. He said, after 10 minutes, I discovered my best sales guy was on Monster.com looking for other jobs.
And
able to go there and, try to work with him to
you know, you know, if they need a new job, that's fine, but they shouldn't be looking for one on my time.
Yeah, exactly. Not on the company time. And
using my software and my computer to find a job. That's a little tacky, isn't it, Adam?
Oh, it's pretty tacky. And we've seen even tackier if you're interested in some stories.
Well, Adam, we're going to have, when you come back next time, we'll get you to tell us some more of those stories. Give us that website again one more time.
It's www.beawarecorporate.com. It's BEAWARE corporate.
BeAwareCorporate.com. Adam, thanks for being here. Good job, good information. Will you come back another day?
Oh, absolutely.
We'll get you back then. Thanks, Adam. See you next time. Adam Schran, ladies and gentlemen, Chief Executive Officer of Ascentive. Quick break, right back with Marty Regalia. He's the Chief Economist at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Now you know you got to go. You got to go.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.